and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground, Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In our study of the dispensation of conscience, we're coming to the close of that, and we're going into the dispensation of human government. Now, I've been talking about the sons of God and daughters of men. I've been talking about how that some believe that these sons of God were angels or fallen angels, and how that the daughters of men, these angels went into those women and they had children and so forth and so on. Well, that is impossible. If you've been following along, you know that I've given you scripture instructing us from God, and it instructs me and instructs you. God instructs each of us that this is not possible because there's differences in angels and human beings. It is not possible for that to take place, for angels to cohabit with human beings. Well, why do I believe the sons of God in Genesis 6 were not angels? First of all, I do not believe in evolution. And secondly, I do not believe the context in which we find the sons of God written of in Genesis 6 supports the theory of them being angels. Well, as we look on now in the book of Genesis, chapter 6, now, of course, we talked about Noah, how that God told Noah, he told him to make an ark, and we're going to read that in just a moment. But God said that he found that men were wicked, that wickedness was everywhere, and therefore he was going to destroy everything on the earth except those people who got on the ark. Now, I say destroy everything on the earth. I'm speaking of those animals that were left out of the ark. And we know that Noah took animals with him on the ark under the instruction of God. I personally believe that God brought those animals to the ark, and it could have been that some of them were gathered up by the people. I don't know how that took place. But I want to read right now how that God instructed Noah. God instructs Noah how to make an ark. Genesis chapter 6, verses 14 through 16 says, "Make thee an ark of gopher wood." This is God now speaking to Noah. "Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make of it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above. And the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof, with lower, second, and third stories shalt thou make it." This was a huge, I'll call it a boat, it was an ark. This was a ship. This was a huge thing that God instructed Noah to build. It had to be big in order to house Noah's family. It had to be big in order to house the animals that would be getting on that ark. Now, some people believe that baby animals were brought on so that they wouldn't take up so much room. Well, that's possible. And some believe that there were large animals that were brought on there. That's possible as well. I don't know. I wasn't there. Some people might think I'm that old, but I'm not that old. I wasn't there. And one of these days, if it's interesting to us, when we get to heaven, we can find out. We can ask God that question about the ark, anything we have to know or want to know. Well, notice that God instructed Noah how to make an ark, and God also instructs Noah as to why he is to build an ark. Genesis chapter 6, verse 17 through 22. Now, remember, I've said this over and over again. God has always had a plan. Nothing takes God by surprise, but God has always had a plan. He told Noah how to make an ark, and then he tells him why, that he needs to build the ark. Genesis chapter 6, verses 17 through 21. "And behold, I, even I, do bring a flood of waters. This is God speaking. A flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life from under heaven. And everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee will I establish my covenant. And thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee. And of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark, to keep them alive and with thee. They shall be male and female, of fowls after their kind, and of cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing of the earth after his kind. Two of every sort shall come unto thee to keep them alive. And take thou unto thee of all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them. Well, this is another reason I do not believe that the angels, I keep going back to this, the sons of God were not angels, because it says that they were male and female here, that Noah was to gather, or was to come onto the ark, and they were to be gathered after their kind. Not different kinds, but the same kind, two of each kind. And we read later on how that there was certain ones of them, there were three, because one of the kinds were going to be used for sacrifice later on. Well, God didn't leave Noah in the dark, not knowing what to do. He told him to make the ark. He told him why to build the ark. And then we see that Noah did all that God had instructed him to do. And would to God that we, living today, the children of God, would do everything that God tells us to do. The first thing he tells us to do, and I believe the first thing as saved people, we're to tell others about Jesus Christ. He said to go into all the world and preach and teach the gospel, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Ghost. This is something that you and I need to be doing. Now, that word teaching means that we tell them how to be saved, and then they get baptized. Baptism doesn't save anyone. Baptism shows the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ as that person is in the water. And they're buried in the likeness of the Lord Jesus Christ as they go down into the water, and they come up out of that water, and that is a representation of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. So water baptism is for an example of showing the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But notice, you and I need to be telling people how to be saved. And we tell them that by reading the Bible, by knowing how to lead someone to the Lord. And the best way to do that is, let me ask, how were you led to the Lord? How did you get saved? Well, that's the same way anyone can get saved. You've trusted Jesus Christ. You tell them the way you got saved, using the Word of God. Well, Noah did do all that God had instructed him to do. According to Genesis chapter 6 and verse 22, it says, "Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he." And then in Genesis chapter 7 and verse 5, it says, "And Noah did according unto all that the Lord commanded him." So Noah was, he was a man of God. He was a man who listened to God, and he did what God wanted him to do. Well, not only that, all of this was done. The ark was made not just to be building an ark, but it was done because there was coming a flood. And we read of the worldwide flood that took place in Genesis chapter 7. And that flood took place, and the result of the worldwide flood was that all flesh died. Genesis chapter 7, verses 21 through 23. It says, "And all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both of fowl and of cattle and of beast and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, and every man, all in whose nostrils was the breath of life, of all that was in the dry land died. And every living substance was destroyed, which was upon the face of the earth, both man and cattle, and the creeping things and the fowl of the heaven, they were destroyed from the earth. And Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark." People need to get on the ark of safety today. And that ark of safety is the Lord Jesus Christ, asking him to save them, asking to come into the heart, and so they can be fit for heaven. The Bible says that he cleanses from all sin. It makes no difference who the person is, how bad the person is, and what they've done in their life. God can save anyone. God saved Paul, who became Paul the Apostle. He was Saul of Tarsus, and he became Paul because God met him one day, and Paul got saved on the road to Damascus. He got saved the same way that anyone gets saved today, and that's by trusting the Lord Jesus Christ. And something else Paul did that each one of us need to do, he says, Lord, what would thou have me to do? And that's what you and I need to be doing as the children of God. What are we to do? We get into the Word of God, and He lets us know what we're to do as saved people. Well, Genesis chapter 8 and verses 20 through 22, it says there that Noah built an altar. Now, remember, the flood took place, and after so many days, the floodwaters went down, and notice what Noah did after he got out of that ark. And Noah built an altar unto the Lord, and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a sweet savor, and the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake, for the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more everything living as I have done. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, and summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. It makes no difference what man tries to do to this earth, what man tries to say he's trying to protect the earth, whatever. God says that it's not going to be destroyed until he's ready for it to be destroyed, to be made over. The Bible says that all things are going to be made new. But notice it says that things are going to remain. It says, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. God is a good God. God is a loving God. The Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Noah believed God. He got on the ark. And you need to believe God and get on the ark of safety, and that is Jesus Christ. He wants to save you today. Well, we come out of the dispensation of conscience. That's the second dispensation that we've studied. And now we go into what's called human government. Human government is established. And this takes place after the flood, after Noah gets out of the ark, and after they're on the land, after his family's there. And God gives them a certain, once again, he lets them know what to do. And we see as we study in Genesis chapter 9, and so forth, that human government is established. First of all, the fear of man is placed upon animals. Genesis chapter 9 and verse 2, it says, and the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, and upon every fowl of the air, upon all that moveth upon the earth, and upon all the fishes of the sea. Into your hand are they delivered. So I see the first thing about human government is this, that God is establishing a certain way of life for man and animals here. He's saying that things have changed now. Beasts are the animals, the beasts are the fish and everything are going to be afraid of you because you are man. That is human government established between God, man, and the things of this earth. We'll continue this the next time, and we'll continue on into the third dispensation, and that is human government. Father, thank you for this time we've had together. May you bless your word. Save that soul today that's nearest hell. In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.